The recent surge of cross-agency goals under the Obama administration leads to a new way to help pay for them. The White House budget plan for 2016 asks Congress to let the Office of Management and Budget transfer money to help agencies with government-wide goals. Dan Chenix, executive director of the IBM Center for the Business of Government, and looking at how ideas like these will come to pass if they are included in the final budget plan that President Obama signs. Dan, thank you very much for coming on the program. Let's start with the broader issue of the budget. We get excited about this every year when it comes out, and of course the document the president winds up signing, no matter what president it is and what year it's been, looks dramatically different than the document that the president releases about this time of year. What can we find that's instructive in the overall budget, not just the cross-agency goals, but what's instructive about the budget overall as we see it come out of the White House the beginning of February? Thanks for being on today, Dan.
Sure, Francis, and thanks for having me. I think that the budget represents, for any president and any administration, a chance to put together in one place a set of key policy priorities and management priorities that reflect activities that are ongoing and then new proposals that it would like Congress to consider. And so the importance of the budget is much more than sort of the budget levels that often get attention in terms of the overall focus of the numbers in the budget. It's also a statement of policies, priorities, management objectives, and descriptions of activities so that the American public has an understanding of what's happening in the government. And so it serves an important role in all of those categories.
So if I sit inside an executive branch agency, especially near the top, what should I be reading between the lines, and where should I be looking for it in this document, Dan?
Right. So I think it's interesting that you see management themes basically woven throughout the document in various ways, including in the overall budget message from the president in the first section, really in the opening section. And then there's a strong focus on advancing management priorities, both in information technology as well as acquisition and shared services, that are discussed both in the management section of that first part of the budget, the overall budget document, as well as in various different chapters in the part of the budget that's called analytical perspectives, which basically gives specific reviews and assessments of particular management initiatives, including technology as well as shared services and the whole evidence-based policy initiative, as well as the performance initiative embodied in the cross-agency goals that you asked about.
Yeah, we'll talk about those in a minute. I was struck by the fact that there's so much here that's woven, that are the things that we've talked about in the last couple of years about what would you like to see woven into your agenda as you leave to make sure it stays for the next administration. When I ask those kinds of questions of agency leaders, people like Dan Tangerlini, Beth Cobert, and others, that stuff's manifested itself in this document, it seems to me. Is that a fair observation on my part?
I think it's a good observation. I think that the administration, and this is true of multiple administrations that have reached sort of years 6, 7, and 8 in terms of their history, thinking back across the last several decades, is that they're looking in these final 2-3 years to drive forward, complete priorities that they have set out, and also establish basically a framework that the next administration can come in and pick up on.
We're starting to already think about fiscal 2017 and that planning starting to get underway at agencies across government now. Can we read anything into, can we get any insight into FY17 planning from what we see here?
Well, I think that my former colleagues at OMB are probably all breathing happily after the rush to publish the budget, so they're they're probably taking a well-deserved rest. But to another extent, you're right. The planning for the next budget begins the day that this year's budget is released, mm-hmm. and a lot of that is on account of the fact that you're always living in multiple budget years. Even as this budget is released for fiscal year 16, the agencies are implementing the budgets that Congress enacted for fiscal year 15 right now, with the exception of the Department of Homeland Security, whose budget, of course, was subject to a continuing resolution through the middle of winter. And so they're still operating essentially at levels that were levels from fiscal 14. And so agencies are trying to determine all of these different factors while they're starting to think about what are their plans for the next year. And they put all those together there and start to really have those discussions through the spring.
Is it helpful in that planning that at least for everybody besides DHS and at least for part of fiscal 15 that we're on appropriated bills rather than CRs? Does that make a big difference at this point?
Yeah, it's an interesting development this year that we have a greater level of appropriation earlier in the fiscal year than we've had in some time. Our center at IBM actually put out a report. The Center for the Business of Government put out a report on the costs of late appropriations done by a professor at the University of Maryland, which cataloged some of the impacts on agencies when appropriations get basically finalized late in the game, which includes sort of hurrying to complete priorities that agencies have only 3 or 4 months to spend on once they finally get the allocation that they were expecting to receive earlier. So this year, the agency should have a better planning horizon and more ability to really drive change through the year.
That's really useful work, too, because one of the things that we haven't seen a lot of coverage of in the general media, we've talked about it in our little world, but in the general media, we haven't seen much of a discussion about the impact of all of the tension and last minute planning and the precipices that we find ourselves on and so on to really get a sense of, was this all really worth it? Did we save anything, as was the point of some members of Congress? Well, we want to do this because we want to cut costs, save money. And nobody's really checked the balance of that, or to the degree that people have, it's not really gotten much attention, right?
Right, and that the report that I mentioned was one of the first ones to really try to calculate some of those costs, because there is real cost to agencies when you have a situation where they're basically operating on a continuing budget level, and then midway through the year or some months thereafter from the beginning of the fiscal year, they then receive their allocation, and then they have to kind of rush through their priorities. And that does yield cost and activities that the agency could have planned for to operate more effectively.
Dan Chanuk of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We talked about at the beginning of our conversation, Dan, the cross-agency goals that the administration's putting some money in for. It's only $15 million, and that doesn't seem like a whole lot of money. What's the missing link that I might not have caught on to, Dan?
Right. So the budget proposes authority for the director of OMB to transfer up to $15 million to drive forward cross-cutting management activities. So this isn't replacing monies that agencies are devoting currently to their cross-agency goal activities. Right now, the administration has somewhere between 15 and 20 cross-agency goals, I can't remember exactly the number, that are supported through a variety of different agency investment activities and cross-agency coordination processes. This transfer of money would help drive that forward and create essentially a connective tissue for the agencies to move forward and really reach the next level in their cross-agency activity. So it provides essentially a gluing function, if you will, to help agencies work together more effectively on these cross-agency priorities.
So it sounds then, when you describe it that way, like it's more a reiteration or reinforcement of the fact that, hey, this is something we really care about, and we're adding to this rather than consolidating it in one line item or something like that.
Well, they're really reprioritizing. So it's authority to transfer funding. So from the investments that each agency is doing, let's say, for example, agencies are all spending on a similar activity, and they're spending $10 million each. Well, if 15 agencies each transfer $1 million into the center, they can probably do that a lot more efficiently than if each of them has to sort of replicate those investments. And this is really, to my understanding of this proposal, is that it's really trying to create that efficiency from a central services perspective.
What do you expect the next step to be, either budget-wise or policy-wise, when it comes to the cross-agency goals effort, Dan?
So I think you'll see a continued evolution of governance as agencies work together to define common metrics in areas that range from shared services to smarter technology delivery to other elements that are driven through in the cross-agency framework. And you'll see agencies that are now will have 2 years of experience working together, driving forward, establishing clear metrics that they're looking to achieve before the end of the fiscal year, and coming up with a framework and lessons learned to be able to drive forward to achieve those metrics.
Is that, can I translate that by saying agencies will agree on the framework for deciding how they're successful or how they're not successful? Is that an accurate representation?
I think that's one piece of it. It's not just the agreement, but it's the ability to work together to understand what is the result that they're trying to get to and how can they basically collaborate across their agencies to take steps to achieve that result.
A fair amount of that's cultural, too, I guess, because the Department of X likely goes about things a lot differently than the Department of Y.
It's interesting. That's true. You often hear the phrase, you get what you measure.
Mm-hmm.
And the cross-agency goals framework really put into the context of performance.gov and the overall context of the Government Performance and Results Act enables agencies to take a measurement-based approach that says that regardless of the different cultures that agencies have, and deservedly so, the agencies all come from different perspectives, different laws, different constituencies that they work with, but they're working together to achieve these common goals and coming together around a framework to achieve that metric.